Welcome to the Storefront Church radio program. I'm Brother Freddie Wilbanks, and thank you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial or this radio station's internet connection. Today's program is 1718, and the initial air date for this program is Sunday, April 30th, 2017. Thanks to everyone who prays for this ministry and tunes in every week. Make yourself comfortable. There's plenty of room for everyone at the Storefront Church. If you like, you can stand or sit right there. Some like to stand during the music and worship. Now that you're here, we want you to rest in the peace of Jesus Christ and enjoy the service. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, the death on the cross, and the resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we can have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Wouldn't you like to sponsor the Storefront Church radio program? Well, if you would, give us a call at area code 989-871-9668. Help us to reach the world with the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus Christ by calling us at 989-871-9668 with your pledge of support. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesning, Michigan sponsors this program. We want to thank the volunteers in today's Evangel Band. Getting ready to join us vocally in a few moments is Brother Walter Kenzie. Already playing that big old grand piano is Brother Randy Stoddard. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival in this nation, a nation that needs to call out in repentance to the Lord God Almighty. Pray for repentance among our corrupt government officials, bureaucrats, fellow citizens, and the invaders. Agree with us for the Holy Spirit's guidance in scheduling prayer meetings and revival services. Agree with us in prayer for our veterans, missionaries, and fellow Christians, many of whom have been killed and wounded because of the Word of God, profession of faith in Jesus Christ, righteousness, and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews. Stand it, have a seat, pick up one of those dog-eared hymnals, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Wonderful, 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 isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, my God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Thank you. wonderful, wonderful Jesus to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen. Praise His name.
Turn to hymn number 476. 476.
My heart was distressed 'neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sin dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I've gained. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. My soul set my feet on a rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah.
Well, let's do another one in that old hymnal today. Turn to hymn number 243. 243. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain to death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. It's glittering towers, the sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed home I see. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Hymn number 304, favorite of many of our loved ones, 304. I come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I'm His own, and the joy we share as we take. speaks and the sound of His voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing and the hymn number 287. Hymn number 287. Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness.
I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of Thee. By eyes of faith I see Thee upon the cross at Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me Thy servant be. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. And though cost be great, I'll work for you. I'll stand for Thee, dear Jesus, whatever the cost may be. I'll spread the gospel to the lost each day. But if it be Thy will, Lord, to send me o'er the sea, Lord, I'll follow Thee, though death may come my way. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, for surely there's a work that I can do. And even though it's humble, Lord, help my will to crumble. And though the cost be great, I'll work for you.
Humble, Lord, help my will to crumble.
And though the cost be great, I'll work for you.
Too busy to hear your heart's
hearts cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
We want to thank you, Lord, for the very fact that you're not too busy. That you can hear our hearts cry. So, Lord, here we are asking you again, Father, to overlook and look down upon us and put your hand of protection upon us again, Father. For each day we see your many blessings that surround us in every screw up that we do. Lord, so help us as humans to become more like you, to be more Christ-like at each moment. Lord, help us to draw our own line in the sand and review our walk with you 1 year from now. And as Brother Wallace told me many times, you better be a little higher than what you was a year ago. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity to become closer to you each moment of each day as you pass by. So again, Father, we want to thank you. We want to take this time to pray for the leaders of our nation. Lord, as we see a lot of crazy things going on around the world right now, and Lord, they're making decisions daily, hourly, probably by the minute, that we, myself, would not want to be part of those decisions. But Lord, help them to bow before you, humble themselves before you, and look to you for some of the answers to these issues. For some of the decisions that they're making. Some to be, the press would have us to believe, that they're spur of the moment. Lord, I really don't believe that to be true. They have committees upon committees that are feeding each other with each other's ideas, their thoughts. Each one is taken not for granted, but as a major decision. Help them to realize that every decision they make affects literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people throughout the world. So bless them each one. Bless the leaders of this world as the saber rattling continues, but as the meetings of the different heads of state gather together where they have a hard time even looking each other in the eye and even talking about the issues of the day. Lord, we want to, and we'll not get all the names right at all, but be with our Secretary of State, be with Tillerson and whatever his name is there that is representing the United States with the Soviet Union. Even today, as we're recording this, he met with them again as this next step up in the saber rattling continues. I can't imagine sitting at that table, making those decisions, and trying to melt together in some unity. Lord, we know that unity will never come. Scripture tells us that there'll be wars and rumors of wars from now until you return. So help us to accept that sort of thing. Help us to realize that through it all, Lord, you're in control. You're in control of this whole thing. You didn't set us in place to walk away from us now. So, Lord, we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for being there. Thank you for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we remember as kids and the Cold War was mounting and that sort of thing. And the same sort of stuff was going on. And we was just waiting as we watched the world news each evening as a kid, thinking, who bombed who today? Lord, we're not so far from that right now. Again, Lord. But you're the same. You're the same God that we prayed to some 60 years ago. So thank you for that, Lord. We want to thank you for those that are filling behind the pulpits right now throughout this world. Help them to realize that you have placed them behind that pulpit. And they may be speaking to their congregation in a way that you would have them. Lord, do we take again so for granted the different responsibilities that you've placed upon us, the different leadership positions in churches, in governmental things, even locally. So, Lord, give us the clarity of mind that you would have for us as we make some decisions that seem quite insurmountable at times in our own lives. But we want to thank you, Lord, that we can rely on you, that you are our steadfast, you are our rock. Now, bless Freddie as he opens Scripture for us. May we again glean from it what you would have this very hour. And for all these things, Father, we'll make sure we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Thanks again, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, Brother Stoddard, you and Brother Walter Kinsey have a special for us this evening?
We're going to give it a shot here a little bit. Sister Narita, get back with us, pretty please.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, brothers. We do appreciate it so much. Well, turn with me in your Bibles to Daniel, the 10th chapter. We're moving on just a little bit farther in this wonderful book of Daniel. And before we get started, I may touch on it again here a little bit, but this is an exciting time, and it is truly wonderful what the Lord has provided for us. The day we're recording this particular service is the day that the largest non-atomic bomb has ever been exploded or used, detonated, was used today. And we live in a wonderful time. Even though there's terrible things happening in the world, it is a wonderful time because the Holy Spirit of God is still calling men, women, boys, and girls to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, if you had an understanding of God's Word, and that's part of what we endeavor to do here at the Storefront Church, is to share a portion of God's Word and try to just not breeze over it and talk about different things that so many around us talk about, but to talk about God's Word. And the portion of Scripture that we are in is for today. It is truly for today. There's some wonderful things. There's some things here that Daniel was shown approximately 2,500 years ago that are relevant for today and going on in today. And I don't have all the references with me, but just as a reminder, just sharing out of the fullness of my heart and the things that are going on around about us, another brother in Christ was talking about how another minister was sharing about how that Damascus is going to be destroyed. Damascus being a city that is, I believe, to be the longest city that's been in existence. Earlier in the week, I happened to be going through a portion of Scripture in the book of Genesis, and there was the name, as I recall, Damascus mentioned. And Scripture tells us that this place will be destroyed and no one will inhabit it again. And we quite possibly are living in that day when this city in Assyria, back then it was called Assyrius and now it's called Syria, but this city in Assyria may be removed from the face of the earth. We're not told specifically necessarily how it happens, but it's easy to see and visualize how that with these weapons of warfare that we have, this city might be removed. And what we pray for, we know that there's evil all around us. There's evil people in state government, leadership positions, and all this sort of thing. But we at the Storefront Church, what we are moved to do and called to do is pray for those souls in Damascus, in Syria, in Afghanistan, all these different places, Libya, around the world, who need the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And also today, another news item is that a doctor in the Detroit area is being prosecuted for practicing what the Islamists practice, and that is genital mutilation on little girls. And we have a lot around the world and right in our own backyard, much to be praying for, that these demonic things and these abusive things that are being done to boys and girls and men and women, that we pray that the Holy Spirit convicts people of their sins and they repent of these things. One more little item before we move on to the Scripture. You know, we've had people in the last 8 years cry about abuse and everything, and some of the people that scream and yell about abuse the most are those people who don't work for a living, but yet they receive food and clothing and in many respects live almost like kings and queens compared to some people in various parts of the world. And they've cried about the abuse and about the slavery that happened in this country well over 100, 150 years ago, and how, you know, that a war was raged that brought slavery in part, among other issues, but slavery to an end in this nation. But within the last few days, we've seen accounts where, once again, people are being sold in Libya. Our government went in and destroyed the government that was there. It was an evil, wicked government, no doubt about it. But the leader there had turned and had changed his ways to a degree, and there was some stability there. And that man was destroyed, was killed, and since then it's been complete chaos. People have been trying to flee. Today also, and I'm sorry, but one other thing that was brought out was that another shipload of these people trying to escape the horrors
of Libya in northern Africa died and drowned in the Mediterranean Sea trying to escape. And then where they're fleeing from, people are being sold in slavery once again, where these Islamists have come to terrorize and take over and govern this portion of the world. Oh, Lord God, help us. Lord God, help us. Dear Lord, we pray for these ones that many would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, turn with me, as I said, in the Bibles to the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, and we'll begin at the first verse. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, yes, hallelujah. I'll stop there for this hour. Let's go back and let's revisit Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. A thing was revealed unto Daniel. Once again, there are those probably in this audience who know exactly about how old Daniel was. I believe at this time he's probably in his 80s, late 70s, maybe even up close to 90 years old. Many things had been revealed to him in his lifetime. Here is a man that prayed morning, noon, and light, night. And as we've gone over in the scriptures in the past, fasting was something that was a part of his life. Just like prayer was a part of his life, so was fasting. Let's look at for a moment while we're here at Isaiah, the 46th chapter and the 9th verse. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Going back, the thing was revealed to Daniel. The hidden things are known by God. In God's word here in Isaiah, we read in this Isaiah 46, dropping down to verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. God knows the beginning from the end, and the end from the beginning. And he has revealed them to various ones, those who have drawn close to him and called upon his name and sought to be pleasing to him. Daniel sought to be pleasing to God. And he prayed, I have to say it, we've got to get this into our spirit because this is an example for us. He rose up in the morning. And how many of us who are professing Christians rise up in the morning and never greet God, never cry out to him, never call upon his name till something later in the day troubles us and then maybe we might think of bringing it before the Lord in prayer? But here is one who prayed and fasted and prayed. And God revealed to him many things. God revealed to him things that would happen approximately 50 years down the road, a week of sevens, the things that would happen 483 years down the road at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And then he revealed things to him that would happen almost, we believe that we're living right on the precipice of things that Daniel was shown 2,500 years down the road, or in excess of 2,500 years down the road. That period of time, that last week of sevens that is yet to be, last week that is to be revealed and to be yet to be made manifest. And God revealed these things, and the word says that it is true. We know that the temple was rebuilt. We know that Jesus came. We know that he was crucified. And we can see through God's word here, have an understanding that the temple will be rebuilt again. And by what Daniel shares with us here and what we've spent so much time on in the ninth chapter, that the sacrifices under Judaism will be reinstituted and reimplemented. It says here that the time was appointed long, that what God was showing Daniel was down the road. We know that some of it was to be over 2,000 years later, over 2,500 years later. But Daniel understood the thing. He understood the vision. He understood what God, as we read in Isaiah, the things that God was revealing to him that would happen in the future. He had an understanding of the scripture. In Daniel chapter 2, 21, so many weeks and so many services ago, we covered this verse that says, "And he changes the times and the season. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." The light dwelleth with God, and God has revealed light through Jesus Christ, and we have the words of Christ. We have God's word. We have salvation. We have the infilling of the Holy Ghost in power, and we have the ability, and we are right now using the gifts that God has given to us to let the light shine. And the light is this, that Jesus came into the world and that he was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, was chastised, beaten, punished for our sicknesses, our diseases, our sins. He was crucified and the sins of the world was placed upon him. He died and he rose from the dead. And he showed himself to many, and he ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and he's there interceding for us right now. That is light. That is truth. Many people down through the ages in academia have asked, what is truth? And it's been a rhetorical question that they really don't want an answer to. But truth is the gospel, and the gospel is Jesus Christ. We go on in the scripture to read, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. What is being said here is Daniel was fasting. He was praying and fasting 3 full weeks. And he tells us here clearly that he ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine. He didn't eat any meat. He didn't take in any wine, and neither did him anoint himself. He did not spiff himself up and put on perfumes that were available to him, but he debased himself, and for a whole 3-week period until that period was filled, he was fasting and was in a prayer. Not only did he pray morning, noon, and night, his whole life was an attitude of prayer. This 3-week period was a life of prayer. And it's at this state that he's in that God reveals to him this truth, this thing, this vision. In Matthew, the 17th chapter and the 19th verse, we read, "Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence and yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit this kind of goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Many of us have been blessed to sit under different pastors and hear the message of messages based on having faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, and how that if we have that much faith, we can move mountains. But very few, almost no ministers go beyond that to the rest of it, where Jesus says, howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Once in a while, a minister may venture to that place, and he might quote the scripture that's similar in Mark and end it at prayer. But very few go on to say fasting. And I believe that God is speaking to individual hearts about not just prayer, but fasting. Jesus' disciples want to know, in essence, why can't we rebuke the demons? Why can't we rebuke the evil? Why can't we accomplish these things that you accomplish? Why can't we see the things, in essence, they're saying, see the things that Daniel saw? It's because we as modern-day Christians have not paid the price. We have not debased ourselves. We have not, many of us spend almost no time in prayer, and then almost none of us ever fast. Yet Jesus said, this kind goeth not out by but prayer and fasting. These things cannot be clearly seen. We cannot have a clear understanding unless we completely empty ourselves out before God and show Him that He is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I want. We want many things. Many of us want many things. We want all kinds of comforts and pleasures and everything else. And I'm not preaching against that, but I am saying, declaring that many of us live weak, ineffectual Christian lives because we don't put God first and we don't humble ourselves such as this great man Daniel did. And if we don't do this, how can we expect to see the visions of God that He has for us individually? In going on in the first verse, let's just take a look, and it's for me, it may not do anything for you, but this Hiddekel River is one of the rivers that's of paradise, in the original paradise mentioned in Genesis. It is the modern name is Tigris. The Tigris River is still there today, and it's close to that area where so many terrible things and wars and rumors of war are happening. In the very place where ISIS and different ones are doing such wicked things is where Daniel was beside the river in fasting prayer, and God showed him even our day and the things that we are on the precipice of. Do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? Regardless of what happens in the world, who drops what bombs, are you ready to meet your Maker? Are you right with God? If not, repent of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as Lord.
Face the one who saved me by His grace.